Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Let us get to the mix bag. Patrick Paul, not a monk, but a monster. Dolphins left tackle. This is what he had to say on Caden Proctor and his first impressions of his rookie teammate.
First impressions, man, he's a baller. He's fast, he's physical. And for someone his size, he moves extremely well. So just happy to have him in the room. He's a great guy, a lot of personality. So, yeah,
on this road together. What do you think you guys can do together on the left side?
Maul people. Definitely move people, be obstructing, and be a force for sure.
I like that. Great words. Hopefully the actions can back up the words. But mauling would be fun. I would enjoy that.
I mean, that's just crazy, right? How big that side of the line is.
Very big. Very big. Jordan Brooks, he's good. He was excited with the Dolphins drafting Jacob Rodriguez, fellow Texas Tech Red Raider, on their second-round pick. And this is what he had to say on that.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited. Anybody that was in the building last year know how much of a fan I was of Jacob. Just watching him from afar and seeing how he kind of just willed Texas Tech to a playoff appearance, man. And shoot, when he got drafted, I had to come up and show support, you know what I mean? And just for another Texas Tech guy to be in the building, it's kind of cool for the school and for myself. And so when he got drafted, man, I felt like I was getting drafted. So it was a good experience.
Oh, beautiful. A lot of love going on with this rookie class.
Ain't nobody failed nobody yet.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's walked off the field. Cheetah, where are you going?
The first real test would be when you scrimmage against somebody. Right?
Yeah,
because you're going to work against each other and you're mostly going to be offense versus defense.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to really be able to earn your keep the first time you practice against somebody. So that means that the guy you're working next to, you can earn his trust. The offense can look over at the defense. The defense can look over at the offense. And you know, and then you're going to say, okay, we can do something here.
The Cavaliers pooped the bed yesterday. Donovan Mitchell says, though, it's not James Harden's fault.
This isn't on him. Like, it's on all of us, right? This isn't just because of a certain stretch. Like, no, like, we still have opportunities on the other end as well to take advantage and score, and we didn't. So it's not just on one person. And when he's been around the league long enough, he understands. It's 17 years, right? But in the same token, hey, it happened, and we'll respond for game two. We lost. We blew it. All right. Let's respond for game two. Simple as that.
I don't know, dude. Damage may be done.
There's not a whole bunch of responses you can ask after that. He pretty much put it all out there. I would say this. I would ask him one question. You the star of this team. Why are you standing off over in the corner while he doing all this foolishness?
I don't know.
Because wherever James Harden is next year, you're going to be here.
James Harden, well, or they won't be.
No, well, that's the thing.
Or they won't be.
They made the trade for you. You, I know why, because you want, what's his name back? You would love Spider in Miami. But I think they're doing everything they can to placate James Harden because they made the trade for him, and they're going to have to re-sign him.
Something tells me if you just give James Harden his money, he'll be fine. I don't think you have to placate James Harden. I think all you just got to do is give him his fat extension.
See, I think,
and with Donovan Mitchell, I would be more concerned with him only having a year left on his deal. I would be worried about him more so than James Harden because James Harden's almost 40.
I would say the same thing, but it seems like Atkinson's going the way of Mike D'Antoni when he was the Houston Rockets head coach and just, you know, try to run everything through James and have James happy because a happy James is better for your team.
The problem with all of this is great. I don't want the ball in the hands of the guy who turned the ball over the most. So when you start throwing it to the other team, Harden, you go stand in the Spider spot, and Spider, you handle the ball. Because that is if you're not going to score, you're not going to play defense, and you're going to turn the ball over, I'm going to do whatever I can to eliminate one of those if I'm going to continue to play you.
And
Kenny Atkinson didn't do nothing.
Nope.
He just watched the train wreck. He could see it coming from downtown. Hey, look like those two trains are going to crash. Should I, you know, do something to change that? Nah, let's see what happens.
Finally, on Sportsnet 590, I don't have the sound of this, but this is a quote. This is from Doug McLean, former Panthers coach. He was the second Panthers coach in history.
We've had so many guys we've said former Panthers coach.
Yeah. Panthers have had a lot of coaches. This is from the Hockey News. He was on Kuiper and Bourne show, the real Kuiper and Bourne show in Canada, Sportsnet 590. And he was talking about the upcoming draft, the Panthers holding the number 9 pick. And he said, with the Panthers, he says, one final thing. Think about this. Everybody's trying to get into the top 10 of this draft. Florida has the 9th pick in the draft. Where's Brady Tkachuk going to want to go? Think about this. The 9th pick in the draft, the top 10 guys are great players. Florida will never have another top 10 pick for 2 or 3 years. This is the time where you got to move on Florida. You pick up a couple of quality players. You pick up the 9th pick, and you know Brady wants to go to Florida. You know that he's probably going to be there within 2 years. 2 years there is the magic number. 2 playoff series. I wouldn't be surprised if Brady Tkachuk is in Florida at the draft.
Wow.
How about that?
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it? Another Tkachuk?
I know you want that.
2 Tkachuks. Wow.
Who can handle it?
I know one person. Elbow room.
Woo! Man.
ER would be happy.
That place is going to be flowing with beer. Another Tkachuk here? 2 Tkachuks for the price of one? Well, they're both very expensive. Just what's it going to take? Who else? Because, you know, we talked to David Dwork a little bit about this. He's got the no movement clause. He's going to have say in where he wants to go if he does want to leave. And it's very odd with all the American players. They're all sick of Canada's ass. So, I don't know. But who would you give up? Texter asked Carter Verhaeghe, Mackie Samuskevich in a first. It feels like it's not enough, right? As much as I love Carter
It feels so hard to like even think about letting go of one of these guys. We're so attached to
Carter
them.
Verhaeghe.
But if we get Tkachuk and we keep Bob,
wow.
We don't know any of this yet, right?
Don't know what? Anything on Bob?
About Bob, yeah.
No. There was a rumor yesterday that that they may do like a longer term deal to sweeten up the money, you know, but they got to believe that he could, you know, obviously play within the, you know, the length of the contract, you know, they don't want another Luongo situation where, you know,
they gave him a big contract. And he played like 12 seconds.
He just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah.
Right. Different owners though.
Different owners. Yeah. Different time.
And at that point in time, you haven't won no championships.
Nope. Different time.
Right.
Rozierevich says, we need Kasper Jokic-Jones to turn into Steve Nash. Listen, I'm going to watch Lithuanian basketball this summer, all right? And you guys will be very eager to hear what I have to say about the Lithuanian Lizard and what he has to do for Lithuania.
The Lithuanian Lizard.
I'm telling you, it's going to catch on.
That's a lot of people, too.
I'm telling you, it's going to catch on. It's going to catch on. Don't you worry about it. I can't wait to see him in action, though. Big things. He shot the lights out this year. Now, can he get in the paint? These are big questions. He's not even 20 yet, though. I think he turns 20 in like 3 days. Very young lad. All right, I could tell when you've petered out. You don't want any more.
No, I just having conversations about who we going to get rid of or we're not. I think the first thing I want to see is what they do with Bob.
I wasn't even talking about the Panthers.
About the Lizard.
I don't like lizards.
Wow.
You know, so I don't like lizards.
I didn't even hear that part.
Literally, you were right. You know I don't like lizards. Right, Toby.
Crazy.
Man. He knew what he was right. He knew when you were, you know. Yeah. You don't want to hear no
he's
longer.
Tapped out.
You tapped out.
Tap machine.
He's just mad he didn't find his candy during the break.
I think that's what
No,
it
I
is.
Didn't have any.
Yeah, I think you're going.
He's
about it is.
To. He's thinking about it right
no,
now.
No, there's none in the house.
Or he's got a leftover
oh,
sandwich.
Oh, there's none in the house.
Hey, all of your Easter eggs?
Oh, I forgot to go look in the freezer. I got some.
Great. Yeah.
My bad.
It's like reminding a bear with a...
Oh, you owe J-Fig a lot right now.
It's like reminding a bear where the honey is, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
All right. That's our, that's our show for today, everybody.
It's like reminding a bear where the honey is.
We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.